Hey, how you doing, everyone? Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining me, Pete Nero, on my podcast, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. And, you know, we're having a great time. I think the podcast is going well. We have some fans. We have some people that are listening to us and making some comments, suggesting some things. And you know what? I love all you guys. As usual, as always, I love all my fans. Let's get more fans. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling like a motherfucker. And I love all you guys. Thanks for being here. Today, I have a little bit of business. Today, I just want to mention a little bit of business here. One of my favorite comedy clubs in the world is Levity Comedy Club and Lounge. Levity Comedy Club is in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, my hometown. It's at 120 King Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, in Jackson Square. But Levity Comedy Club, like a lot of this COVID-19 has kind of screwed everything up and put some people and some businesses in a little bit of hardship, and that's to be expected. That's going to happen, and you know, it's unfortunate for everyone. Everyone's been affected. I've been affected. Friends have been affected. Everyone's been affected. But Levity Comedy Club and Lounge in Hamilton, Ontario, is a place that is dear to my heart. Obviously, my hometown. I was lucky enough to do a set there for an open mic, and could not wait to go back. And then COVID-19 happened, and everything went in the shitter. So I would love to go back, and I know that the folks there, Patrick Coppolino and everyone else there, really wants to move forward and just keep Levity going. So you know what? If you're a fan of comedy and you're a fan of Canadian comedy and you're a fan of Hamilton, Ontario comedy, and just a fan of comedy in general, of good comedy, entertaining comedy, you should go to their website. Go to levitycomedyclub.com. Go to levitycomedyclub.com. You scroll down and you'll see a GoFundMe, Levity GoFundMe section there. And it says donate now. Why don't you go on there? Why don't you click donate now? You can donate whatever you want. I mean, they need your help. I need your help because I want Levity to stay open. So why don't we all do it? If you're listening to this podcast, and whether you've heard of it, whether you haven't heard of it, whether you love comedy, or even if you don't love comedy, you know, you have to do it. You have to help these guys out. We all have to help out each other, you know? So donate what you can, because Levity's amazing. The people there are amazing. And we need to keep that club open. We need to keep everything open as much as possible. Let's all help each other out here. With that being said, I want to thank you again, Levity, for your hospitality when I was there. And here we go. Today I'm going to do a short little rant. I actually made a little list today. You know how sometimes you get comedians doing lists of things that they like or things that they hate? I'm going to do a short little list. Things that piss me off. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's Pete Nero with things that piss Nero off. You like my sound effects? Hey, you know what? I have a budget, but it's not that fucking big, so just bear with me. Anyway, things that piss me off. Things that piss me off. Now, bear with me here. Number one, you know when you open the Tylenol box, you know, you buy some Tylenol, and it comes in a box, and you open the box, and you get that little piece of paper, like consumer facts. Now, I don't know, it's a pet peeve for me. I hate it when I open the box on whichever end it's on, and that little piece of paper is there you have to like fish out. I fucking hate it. I'm always kind of like fighting with it, like trying to guess which side to open because I don't want to see that fucking piece of paper. That's just me. Pouring bagged milk. Now, this is a thing that I think is only in Ontario. I mean, Americans, you know, bagged milk, the thin bagged milk that you buy, the three bags and the thing. I hated that. Why don't we just have the cartons? I don't think the rest of Canada has that. The Americans don't have that. But bagged milk makes a fucking mess. It always makes a fucking mess. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just a fucking idiot. I don't know how to pour the shit, but it makes a mess. I hate it. The thing is, when the freezer door won't close and you can't figure out why. You ever get that? When you close the freezer door and something is propping it open or it pops open as soon as you close it, and then you have to open it up and you have to reshuffle everything in your fucking freezer to find out which item is forcing that freezer door open. It pisses me off. I want to grab everything in that fucking freezer and just toss it in the garbage. Yeah, I have some anger management issues. I have a very low threshold of patience. What are you going to do? We all have our quirks. When my pen runs out of ink in the middle of my signature, you know, when you're signing your name, you're doing a signature on a legal document or a check or whatever, and your fucking pen decides at that particular moment it's going to run out of ink when you're halfway. So not only does it piss you off, but you might fuck up the whole document because your signature is not going to come out properly. It might be flagged when... You know, the bank has to cross-check it or whatever. It doesn't look like your signature anymore. You fucked the whole thing up. I hate that. 3-ply toilet paper. You know, okay, you know the heavy, thick toilet paper? Yeah, it's nice on your ass. It feels like you're wiping your ass with a little cushion or a little rag. But I mean, when you try and flip, if you put more than 3 sheets of the 3-ply toilet paper in your toilet will not just plug up, it will fucking explode. And then you have to fucking run around, either stick your hand in there to pull that clump of paper out. It feels like dough, like paper mache that will not flush. I don't know why they designed this fucking shit. So you have to stick your hand in there or go running around your house with your fucking pants around your ankle trying to find the plunger. That pisses me off, you know? Just give me the 1-ply. I'll wipe my ass with my hands or my socks. Fuck that. Beer tabs, you know, on a can of beer. Beer tabs that you can't lift up the tab. You know the little tab where you pop it? Like sometimes, I don't know, is it me? Do I have like weak nails or weak fingers? I'm trying to get my finger underneath that tab and sometimes it will not budge. Like I've almost torn off my fucking fingernail trying to get that tab up. And then you gotta go running like a fucking pussy looking for like a spoon or a knife in your kitchen to jam it in there and pop it up. I mean, it pisses me off. Fucking festive glitter. This one's an old one. I've talked about this to death. Glitter. Festive glitter. I just hate glitter. I fucking hate glitter so much. And on a related note, the shavings from a lottery scratch ticket. You know when you go buy a lottery scratch ticket, a cash for life or whatever, you know the shavings that come off when you scratch it off with a coin? I fucking hate those. I almost as much as glitter. You know what? Maybe the same as glitter. I fucking hate that shit because it goes everywhere. Okay. When you're driving and the sun is right directly in your fucking eyes and you got good sunglasses on and you pull the visor down, no, the sun is in a particular spot where it's just burning a hole into your fucking retinas and baking your brain. So you're trying to drive around and you can't turn and you're trying not to fucking smash into a car in front of you. I hate that. I hate it. Another thing, when you roll a condom on inside out, you know, when you're on a hot date, the room is totally dark and you go and grab a rubber and your date is sitting on the bed all hot and bothered, legs spread, and you put a condom on and you're in a fucking hurry and you're horny as shit. And you wonder why you can't get the fucking thing down. It's because it's inside out. So now you have to reach underneath it with your fingers and unravel it that way and pull it. Jesus Christ. When you have diarrhea and you realize there's no more toilet paper left in your bathroom. Oh, I love that one. I love that one. Yeah. So again, I you know what? I just pull off my fucking t-shirt and use that. Fuck that shit. Another thing, when you're put on hold and the music on hold is too fucking loud, and even if you turn your phone down, I mean, it's this blaring, blasting, obnoxious Muzak shit, but it's fucking, like, it's a, you go deaf. It's too loud. It's too loud. When the person comes back on the phone, you can't even fucking hear them anymore because now you've blown your eardrum. All right. Another thing. When an important call that comes in that you've been waiting all fucking day for, And then the moment that you put your phone down and go take a shit or go downstairs or whatever, that is the exact moment that that important phone call comes in. Why does this happen? Another thing, people who say, "So how you doing?" twice. You know when you see someone that you know or whatever in the street and you go, "Hey, hi," and they say, "Hey, how you doing?" And then blah, blah, blah. And then 2 seconds later, "So how you doing? Why are you asking me twice how you doing? How you doing? How the fuck's your mother doing?" Anyway. Coffee that tastes like cigarettes for no apparent reason at all. You just brewed it. You just did it yourself. And you're pouring it out of the carafe there. And it tastes like fucking 1979 Rothman's king-size cigarettes. That's puke. Olive oil bottles, you know, the olive oil bottles that have that plastic, that hard plastic tab on the top that you have to stick your finger in a little ring and pull it. Now, this happens to me a lot. And then that little ring breaks. So now you're stuck with this fucking, now you can't access your olive oil anymore. It's sealed, perfectly sealed with this strong plastic disc on there. So now you gotta grab a fucking sharp steak knife and stab the motherfucker out of it to get it open. Another thing. You do laundry and you find a pair of socks. Now, why does one sock always stretch more than the other? What's going on with these socks? How come one got affected so bad, the other one didn't? So now you have a regular sock and a fucking sock that looks like, you know, you can use it as a fucking stocking up to your crotch. People who cough without covering their mouth. And nowadays it's even more irritating. I mean, who the fuck raised you? Seriously, man. Cover your mouth with your hand or put your mouth in your elbow. Like, you don't know. Like, people who are like spraying their shit, a mist of germs and shit into the air. And now with COVID-19, it's even more fucking irritating. And again, I mentioned this before. I saw a guy wearing a mask. He pulls down his face mask, coughs his fucking head off, and puts the mask back on. So that you just defeated the whole purpose of wearing the fucking mask, buddy. I want to kick in your fucking balls. Cell phones that lose signal when you're on hold for an hour. Oh, I love that. I really want to fucking, yeah. You're on hold for an hour with, you're in queue and there's like, you know, you have 45 minutes to wait. And then all of a sudden your cell phone just drops the signal for no reason. And now you gotta call back and get back in that motherfucking queue. I swear to God. Anyway. And last but not least for today, sneezing and farting at the same time while you're doing a speech and you're the best man at a wedding. It's never happened to me. I was a best man at a wedding. I did do a speech, but then I thought, you know, if I had to really sneeze and fart really loud, that'd go over really well. Anyway, this is my short list for today. I have some more, and maybe you guys can let me know if you like this little concept over here. Things that piss Pete Nero off. So thank you again for being here. Thank you for being fans. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. And once again, please support Levity Comedy Club and Lounge. Go to levitycomedyclub.com. Let's help out comedy. We love you guys. I love you, Levity. I love my fans. Pete Nero, out.